This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's one thing for a leftist attorney of Tayshia Bodine's stripe to fail to do his job prosecuting violent crime and focus only on prosecuting cops for malfeasance. That's nothing new. This is, unfortunately, it's not a new part. It's quite another thing, however, to frame those cops because you can't find any truly bad ones in a bid to achieve the grand Sorosian narrative of a bad cop, good criminal. And this is what the San Francisco police chief is accusing Bodine of pulling. And make no mistake, the San Francisco police chief is not, he's not Captain Conservative. He wasn't listening to Rush Limbaugh before he was popular. We get this from off of Twitter. At Tayshia Bodine's office has been withholding evidence from at SFPD to prevent a domestic violence investigation from moving forward. Trust with the at SFPDA office has been lost as the office has repeatedly been caught lying and withholding information. Now, then we get this letter. And who wrote this letter? Chief Bill Scott. He wrote the letter. So, dear fellow members of the San Francisco Police Department, I write to let you know that I am aware of reports that a San Francisco District Attorney's Office investigator testified in open court yesterday to withholding incriminating evidence from a San Francisco Police Department investigation into an alleged domestic violence case. The investigator reportedly also testified that she was pressured by prosecutors to remove evidence from an affidavit against one of our officers, who faces criminal charges of assault and battery against the suspect in that same domestic violence incident. This sworn testimony is of great concern to me, as you might imagine, and I am exploring various options as to how these new developments impact our department and criminal investigations. I will keep members appraised as I learn more. Sincerely, Chief Bill Scott. Then from NBC, the local NBC station, we get prosecutors at the San Francisco District Attorney's Office are being accused of withholding evidence in hopes of convicting a police officer of excessive force. They have learned that a criminal investigator of the D.C.'s office, Megan Hayashi, testified Thursday that she was ordered by her own co-workers to withhold evidence and said she believed she would have been fired if she refused. District Attorney Tayshia Bodine and his office did not respond to requests for comment. The allegations stem from the ongoing criminal case against San Francisco police officer Terrence Stangle, who is accused of unnecessarily beating a man with his baton more than 2 years ago. Now, the victim in this, the character in question, was a wife beater, a girlfriend beater, some kind of a woman beater, and apparently he claimed his was a case of mistaken ID, when in fact the DA's office knew that witnesses had said he was the right guy. And apparently he fought the cops after he beat the woman, and then he filed a suit with the city for police brutality. And the picture given was that the cops just went and beat a non-resisting black guy who wasn't even involved in the crime. The witnesses saw something different, but that part was kept out of the charges, and the employee who wanted that part in was told to clam up and let Chase prosecute the cop for brutality. And they have since forked out $700,000 in cash to the woman beater. Of course, the victim, the woman, got nothing. Turns out, all of that was just a show. And now the police chief has stepped in. And note that the accuser is the police chief. Which, being the chief of police in San Francisco, means you're a part of a notoriously cowardly and politicized office. And this didn't come from the police union, which is dedicated to defending cops, and would be expected to put out such a statement. Nope. The chief, who you can bet is a Democrat in that town, is the one pushing back at this kind of fraud on his troops. This means it's got to be bad. And in the law community, we got this. Having spent 7 years in the DA's office, I've never heard of DA's pressuring staff to withhold evidence and submit misleading warrants to judges. Those corrupt practices are further proof that Chase Bodine must be recalled, which he's being recalled. Unfortunately, though, that lawyer's, her memory doesn't go back far enough. Another former South San Francisco district attorney, Kamala Harris, has been credibly accused of withholding exculpatory evidence in a death penalty case as California's attorney general. And a certain class of leftists thinks that that sort of dishonesty is all right. And it's not. And the public mood has shifted. There are now calls to the State Bar of California to investigate and disbar Bodine based on this vile and unethical practice, which could send a police officer to prison. And, of course, that kind of dishonesty would stir the ranks of the city's police officers and force their chief to make a statement. It actually offends everyone, making the justice system itself a criminal operation. And as for Chase, well, his situation, ethics, and moral flexibility in the quest to achieve the leftist narrative, the Hugo Chavez and Bill Ayers dream, the end of policing and the triumph of crime seem to be bottomless. Apparently, there's nothing he won't stoop to, given his absence of a moral compass. And if San Francisco's voters don't throw him out in his mid-year recall over this, well, as I have been saying all along, they'll pretty well deserve what they get from him. This is the kind of dishonesty that, you know, most of the time you only see this in the movies. There was a movie out called His Girl Friday, which was an old film that had Cary Grant in it. And then it was remade as Network News, or Broadcast News, I can't remember what it was, with Burt Reynolds and Christopher Reeve and, gosh, I can't remember the female lead. And in this, the governor in that film, they've got a guy who's going down. He's going to be executed. And they're doing this primarily because they've withheld exculpatory evidence. And they're looking for a political boost from this. And even when they start to prove this, that, and the other, that the guy didn't actually really do this kind of stuff, the governor gets out there with his little think tank, played very well by Ned Beatty, I might add, and says, we're going to kill this guy anyway. And it was less about this guy and the crime he was accused of and more about what it was going to do for the governor. And this is what you see here. We're about to see something, and, you know, this is the left. This is a hallmark of the left. The left always circles back on itself. And here we go. We've been defunding cops. Now we're trying to frame cops. And now a leftist appointee from the mayor of that city, what's her name, London Breed or something? Well, guess what? He's about to be going after Chase Bodine. And I don't know how that's going to play. I don't know how well that can play. But this is the part where we sit back and let our enemies make their mistakes. And while I'm laughing about it, but at the same time, I'm laughing about it because this is the most, you know, it's so far away from what I consider to be reality and normalcy. That's the fun part. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, Neil Young, who is 76 years old, better known as And Young, was the first. A few days later, there was rumors that Barry Manilow, 78, was going to follow suit, but he denied that via Twitter. And the same day before the Denny's early bird special expired, Peter Frampton, appears 71 years old, appears to have joined And Young's tenuous movement. And let's call this movement Boomers for Censorship. Now, if you're not aware, and I don't know how you could not be, earlier this week, And Young threatened to remove his music catalog from Spotify if the corporate media behemoth did not remove the Joe Rogan Experience podcast from his platform. And he gave Spotify an ultimatum. It's Joe Rogan or me. It's not clear whether Spotify signed this challenge to its accounting department, but a quick glance at Joe Rogan's download numbers shows that they dwarf the number of music downloads And Young gets on the platform. And so they apparently and politely told Young they were going to stick with Joe. And then, in compliance with his demand, they decided to remove his music from the platform, but forcing all of his fans to dust off their shoeboxes full of 8-track tapes if they want to listen to his music again. Frampton then weighed in via Twitter. Frampton, or whoever creates his tweets, posted, "Good for you, Neil. I've always been an Apple guy for streaming. No Joe Rogan for me. Thank you." Now, he didn't make it clear whether he'd actually remove his music catalog or not, and he obviously is floating a trial balloon to see if the other Boomers for Censorship will join him publicly. And then maybe he'll muster the courage to take a stronger stand to ban free speech. Funny that Young and Frampton did not offer to go on Rogan's podcast to debate the points of view with which they have a problem. They didn't even offer to point out what inaccuracies Rogan has allegedly promulgated, as though the new standard for all podcast content is now a requirement that there must be unanimous agreement throughout society on every topic. In which case, I'd be doomed. Instead, they just want to hit the off switch. Ban it, erase it, eliminate it, censor it. Now, the Boomers for Censorship has some fans, most notably the World Health Organization, which has gone all in on censorship. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of WHO, tweeted, "Neil Young, thanks for standing up against the misinformation and inaccuracy around COVID vaccination, public and private sector in particular. We all have a role to play in this pandemic and infodemic." Infodemic. That's how you brand somebody else's point of view, to frame it as a threat to public health. Then you can justify the anti-democratic stance of banning and censoring their speech and tyrannically silencing their voice. Now the question becomes, is this just a selfish fading rocker having a tantrum, followed by another relevant seeking fellow boomer, or is it the start of something bigger? And it's not actually the start of anything bigger. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. Now the problem with it is this. These guys were the rebels. They put themselves out there as the rebels. We are against the man. I've talked about this before. And, well, they're not exactly rebelling. Now they just want to be in lockstep with the narrative. And watch for the first non-boomer to join in, followed quickly by a sizable number of other artists with more clout individually and collectively. They wouldn't put their individual music catalogs at risk, but collectively they can wield some power. But keep in mind, no major music artist would sign on to a movement like this unless he or she had a advance assurance from a major corporate entity that their bank accounts would not suffer. And in order for this to happen, a corporate entity, assuming Spotify itself, would not be involved, would have to be a catalyst. This is nothing new, you know. In August 26, 2016, we had a self-centered second-string NFL quarterback starving for attention. He decided to protest the cops. Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, in a widely regarded sign of disrespect, he decided to sit out the national anthem. And while he didn't get much attention at first, a photo of his protest went viral on social media, got a good share of general media attention the next day. A lot of people saw this as nothing more than a stunt to demonstrate his dissatisfaction with his second-string playing status, but say nothing for Kaepernick's media savvy. He had his talking points. But the one problem he faced was that no one appreciated his act of sitting down during the playing of the national anthem. So somebody advised him to kneel. And kneel he did. But quickly he went from a second-string quarterback to an activist, from active player to player in exile, from out-of-work athlete to Nike-compensated activist. Kaepernick has provided the model for what Young could become. And all that would need to happen now for Neil Young would be for some corporate entity to get behind him, herald his music, give him a platform, reinvent him as an icon of courage, all centered on the need for censorship. That entity would then need to pay richly for a steady stream of other musical artists to join him in his crusade to kill free speech. And the first scalp they would need to take is that of Joe Rogan. And they have several dedicated things to Neil Young now on Apple, on iTunes, whatever they call it, Apple Music, whatever they call it nowadays. So, and here's the thing. I have opinions, other people that have opinions. I don't agree with everything Joe Rogan says. But Joe Rogan has a right to say it. That's what rights are. You get to say it even if I don't like it. And I have a right to say whatever I want to say. And you do not have a right to shut it down. You don't have to agree with me, but you don't have a right to shut it down. And therein lies the rub, I think, that some of these people just don't get. Rights are not about consensus. Rights are not about popularity. They're not about the trending page. Rights exist and existed prior to the government's formation, prior to the Declaration of Independence, prior to the Bill of Rights, and prior to Neil Young and Peter Frampton. I've got music from all those guys. And they've been paid handsomely for it. Go look up their net worth on the web and see how much they're worth. And yes, they're aging, and yes, they're, you know, Peter Frampton has his physical ills and everything else, but they do not have a right to tell you what to think or to say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is putting a spotlight on efforts to rebuild United States manufacturing.
I made it clear from day one, when the federal government spends taxpayers' dollars, we're going to buy American.
During a White House event, Biden pushing plans to make more products in America.
It means bringing manufacturing jobs back and building supply chains here at home. so we have better jobs at lower prices.
New research from the University of Utah finds pregnant women sick with COVID-19 are far less likely to develop serious complications. A recently published study finding those sick from the virus are 40% likely to have complications with their pregnancy. The risk increases if the mother has to be treated in the ICU or receive supplemental oxygen. Premature birth also becomes more likely, as well as the risk of a C-section. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department says it seized over $3.6 billion worth of digital currency stolen during a hack of cryptocurrency exchange and arrested two suspects for allegedly trying to launder the proceeds. While consumers around the United States are feeling the effects of inflation, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell gives opening remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday.
More than 80% of Americans say the cost of everyday goods have shot up, and two-thirds disapprove of the job President Biden is doing to help their wallets. Even though American workers have been earning pay raises, inflation is leaving them with less purchasing power than they had in the first place.
With inflation at nearly a 40-year high, consumers have been experiencing a spike in prices for food, gas, and other household items. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 372 points. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, if you want to see how the left is going to turn up, or turn out, or how it's actually going to work out, then you need to go back and look at the USSR and the breakup of the USSR. Because the USSR crumbled because everybody was lying to everybody else. So that nothing could be believed, including and especially economic transactions. And with the Biden administration, the U.S. has entered this same territory. Anybody paying attention can see that the occupant of the White House lapses into dementia on a regular and accelerating basis. In moments of crisis, he is quietly sent out to have some ice cream and go shopping while the hidden hands that make the real decisions and make them badly take over. The propaganda efforts, which is a joint project of the media and the progressives in control of the Biden administration, no longer even attempt a veneer of plausibility contradicting the everyday direct experiences of Americans. The U.S., for example, the USDA claims 2021 retail food price inflation continued at the same pace as 2020. That's not what happened. And here's the thing about the media. This is the thing about the media. The media itself is now owned by half a dozen transnationals with practical effect that they all collude on their narratives, leaving us surrounded by lies. And this is not just a moral and ethical challenge, but also mentally impractical for a fairly free market, which freezes when info is centralized. And the media owners and colluders all have the info. The free market, of course, has very little. And the Brezhnev years, the magic evaporated, and the children of the nomenklatura started to laugh at their parents. Credibility crumbled. And that undermined everything. The five-year plans were ridiculous, but now ordinary people started to laugh and sneer. I think that was one key to the end of the Soviet Union. If we can take that lesson, we are headed that way mainly because the organs of propaganda are now largely controlled. And that is a key to our current battle. The free media are emerging like Samizdat emerged in the USSR. And the hope, although not the certainty, is that our new Samizdat will penetrate and then flip the organs of propaganda. And see, what you have here, right, what you have here like on this radio network at Genesis, you have free media. You have free media. If you go look at my colleagues here, you know, they're all doing their thing. And there's nobody sitting around saying, this is what you got to do, this is what you can't do. There's nobody in charge of what we're doing. So we're part of the free media. And, Google may demonetize conservative websites, but alternative advertising exchanges develop. YouTube may censor content, but Rumble emerges as a rapidly growing alternative. Trump's new social media venture, headed by Devin Nunes, a brilliant and tenacious seeker of the truth, awaits its debut. And I believe that the radical left slash crony billionaire class knows this. They certainly act as if they know it. And this is the problem. This is the problem. You cannot constantly have nothing but lies going on. Lies eventually explode on you. They go awry on you. It's trying to keep up this idea that there is no blue sky. So what are you doing? What are you? How are you maintaining the whole it's not a blue sky? Well, we got to make them think it's a black sky. How are we doing that? Well, we got to keep them in this dark room. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to continually keep them in the room? If they're in there voluntarily and you're saying, listen, it's dark outside as it always is, so just stay in here for your own good. Eventually, the light will penetrate. And this is what the leftists don't quite get, because this is why everything has to be done by force. In order for them to go ahead and get what they want, the way they want it, to the degree they want it, which is full acquiescence from you to hand over, to cede control of your life over to them, you got to be disarmed. We just can't have you armed. You then have the means to do something that they don't want to consider, which is to fight back. You have the means to fight back, and they don't want this. They know better than you. You've probably heard a few politicians slip up and say, well, we're allowing you to have this. Well, listen, it's not up to you to allow me to have anything. Go look at the Constitution. If you want, and this is the thing the leftists are going to have to understand. They can't do it. They can't do it. The only way they can do it is the way I described last week when I was saying the likelihood is that the Civil War is won by them simply because they have got everything by default. And nobody's pushed them. Nobody's pushed them and developed other means of doing things. But, you know, you have media outlets like Newsmax and One America News Network, and you have talk radio, and you have a lot of things going on right now that are out there today that are quite available to you that they really can't do anything about. And that's why they're so upset with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is not a conservative. He's a free thinker, no doubt about it, but he's not a conservative. And, you know, that's okay. He doesn't have to be a conservative, but at the same time, he should be allowed his platform that he created. And Spotify should stand behind him. But Spotify should sit down with everybody else in there and say, okay, if you want us to pull your stuff, that's fine. But we're not requiring that you pull his stuff because it's okay for you to have your viewpoint and it's okay for him to have his viewpoint. They're not doing that. They should be doing that. So I'm trying to weave this tapestry, if you will, for you to understand that while the left does have just about everything in their pocket at the moment, it's a temporary seizure. Because all things like this circle back around to them. And then while they're out there, you know, you were originally the target. Well, that changes. That changes. So just remember that. It's not over till it's over. And as long as we're still fighting, it's never going to be over. And that's their problem. They want to figure out a way to get us to stop fighting. But if you're listening to this, you are already resisting. Simple thing, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. George Soros is back. I know everybody's happy about that. He's gotten out his checkbook. According to Politico, billionaire mega donor George Soros is seeding a super PAC with $125 million, an investment, an enormous investment that will aid Democratic groups and candidates for the 2022 election cycle and beyond. The group, Democracy PAC, has served as Soros' campaign spending vehicle since 2019, channeling more than $80 million to other Democratic groups and candidates during the 2020 election cycle. The new nine-figure investment from Soros is aimed at supporting pro-democracy causes and candidates, regardless of political party, who are invested in strengthening the infrastructure of American democracy, voting rights and civic participation, civil rights and liberties, and the rule of law. Soros said in a statement shared first with Politico. Now, those money bags that he's going to be dropping there will go to elect the craziest, most compromised, most surreal talking leftists, including legislators, secretaries of state, and presumably district attorneys, three types of officials he's been funding for the past few election cycles, as well as Black Lives Matter type activists. But in the Sorosian style, which means the opposite of what it says, the whole donation is couched on the language of saving democracy and promoting nonpartisanship. It may be a tax dodge, for one, but it's also how Joe Biden, who gets a lot of Soros cash, at least indirectly talks. I wonder why. So naturally, the cash starts with his mini-me. Alexander Soros, George Soros' son, will serve as the Democracy PAC's president. In his own statement, Alexander Soros cited the Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021, and ongoing efforts to discredit and undermine our electoral process reveal the magnitude of the threat to our democracy, adding that this is a generational threat that cannot be addressed in just one or two election cycles. Now, here's the thing. Pouring cash into races sometimes succeeds, but only if the public is unaware of what's going on, and even more important, it doesn't have a name attached to it. Like Jamie Harrison. Jamie Harrison thought he was going to dislodge Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey, as milquetoast as he is better than Harrison. But despite that, money doesn't win. Money in a campaign pays for staffs, and it pays for advertising. Now, the problem is that this money, everybody who gets this money, they will all be pointed out as having a George Soros connection. And nobody likes Soros right now. Even the left doesn't like Soros. In California, they don't like him. In Philadelphia, they don't like him. In New York, they don't like him. I mean, he is slowly creating a situation where he's not going to be allowed to be in this country. But here's one impact from the funding of so-called democracy and civil society. The Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund analyzed the outcome of dropping conviction rates under six different progressive district attorneys. These district attorneys are cited as criminal justice reform prosecutors who seek to use their elected positions to unilaterally end mass incarceration and racial disparities in convictions and reduce recidivism rates. The report found that in each of the six prosecutors' jurisdictions, felony crime rates have increased while their prosecutors' policies are reducing conviction rates. The net results are a lack of justice for victims and rising crime rates. And the report concludes, this signals a troubling trend as these progressive activists attain local prosecutorial roles and may mark a rising crime in the affected jurisdictions and nearby locales. Then there's this from Investors Business Daily. Soros usually doesn't offer up or endorse specific candidates for office. His chief aim seems to be tearing things down, driving the Democrats to the far left, and enforcing party discipline through fair. And in fact, he seems to like keeping Democrats guessing whether or not he's offended. And the strategy seems to be working. No Democrat had the courage to cross MoveOn.org after its libelous Petraeus ad. On Thursday, a symbolic vote in Congress censoring MoveOn.org for the Petraeus ad passed, but with the notable absence of Clinton and Barack Obama. This was a few years back. Election looming, neither wants to cross Soros' MoveOn.org. Now, in other words, Democrat legislators vote as he likes, no matter how unpopular it makes them with voters, because Soros' money is more important. So Obama, Hillary, Biden, all in a very deep, based in their inexplicable voting patterns. And then there was a third piece that came out. Soros shaping public policies, as OSI calls it, is not illegal, but it's a problem for democracy because it drives issues with cash and then only lets the public know about it after it's old news. And that means the public makes decisions about issues without understanding the special agendas of groups behind them. Without more transparency, it amounts to political manipulation. This leads to cynicism. And as the word of these short-term covert ops gets out, the public grows to distrust what it hears and tunes out. So, you know, he's not the only one doing this now. Bill Gates does it. Mark Zuckerberg does it. All these billionaires get into it. But the public knows about this now. And it knows by the gamey, fraud-filled elections conducted by Soros-backed secretaries of state and the surreal statements from legislators like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the bizarre pronunciamentos from the executive branch and all of his government agencies. And it knows all about the sudden wave of crime in the streets brought on by the Soros-backed Black Lives Matter rioting and Soros-bankrolled district attorneys. Voters are furious about this and looking for a cause and finding one with the name George Soros on it. Now, if you want to know how to figure this out, take a look at what happened in the 2018 San Diego District Attorney's race, where a lopsided funding dynamic was going on, with a Soros-backed district attorney candidate went up against a non-Soros-backed one with much less money. And the race was dead even until Summer Steffen, the anti-Soros candidate, ran an ad featuring a huge picture of Soros. Dr. Evil himself warning that crime, disintegration, and all the other nightmares associated with Soros funding would come to San Diego if her Soros-backed rival were to win the election. What happened after that? The race decisively shifted in favor of Steffen, despite the fact that she was being outspent 4-1. And once Steffen began pointing out the Soros cash of her rival, her fortune shifted. And George Soros became the kiss of death, even in light blue San Diego. Steffen understood what was going on. So Soros funding of Geneva Jones Wright is one of 17 district attorney races he's pouring funds in using his California Justice and Public Safety PAC. He's selecting criminal defense attorneys or ACLU affiliated lawyers with the goal of decriminalizing prostitution, drugs, and prosecuting law enforcement, whether they did anything wrong or not. What does that sound like? I talked about this earlier. Steffen says that the Soros-funded DAs elsewhere have led to failure. There's been a failed social experiment in Houston. The violent crime since his candidate was elected has gone up 9%. In Florida, his candidate refused to prosecute to the full extent of the law a police officer murderer who also murdered a pregnant woman. And her opponent promised the same. She won, and as a result, San Diego was not plagued with the kind of crime that Los Angeles and other blue cities with Soros-backed district attorneys have descended to. And this is a very potent example because it suggests that the public knows that Soros cash equals hellhole cities. And that makes the Soros money pile useless. And you may think, as Joe Biden does, that slathering more money on it will fix the problem, but at this point, it will probably backfire because transparency is Soros' worst enemy. So kryptonite to a slather cash money plan. It's no wonder he doesn't like what's going on right now. George Soros. What a guy. Hope he enjoys all this free publicity he's getting. He created it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.